You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 240th episode of 2MTL for October 26th. Well, while I've been on hiatus, dealing with some personal stuff, and I really do appreciate your kind messages of support, Matt Smith has been talking to people, which can only lead to disaster. While visiting Los Angeles, he said he had, quote, another year of Doctor Who left before he would give LA a shot. 3 years and change seems to be the optimal run for a doctor, with Matt Smith's predecessor having left after an abbreviated fourth year of specials. And given the pause in Series 6 and delay in Series 7, it looks like Matt's 3 seasons will in fact take him to that mark. Matt signed a 3-year contract with the option for a couple more years. Would he really pass on playing the Doctor for longer? Did he misspeak? Well, I do in fact suspect that Matt is 3 and out. First of all, he's a young actor who's probably hungry to try different things, and who doesn't have a childhood allegiance to the role, having grown up during the wilderness years. Being the Doctor is a tough grind for all its perks. And the perks may be much more limited this time. With the financial pressure on the BBC, and remember that Matt started with a lower salary than David Tennant, Cardiff may not be able to pay him what he's worth for additional series, not when there may be more lucrative film or American studio work awaiting him. I also suspect the timing of the references to the fall of the 11th at the Fields of Trenzalore in the Series 6 finale. I don't think showrunner Stephen Moffat would leave such a strong potential regeneration reference more than a year to be paid off, knowing that anything could happen from his star getting hit by a double-decker to a financial catastrophe at the BBC. If he's going to cede something, he wants to be sure that he can pay it off. So I think we've been given a couple of strong signposts that the Doctor's song ends again in Series 7. Which would be a shame. Matt Smith is easily the best thing about the last 2 years of Doctor Who, and I say this as, obviously, a confirmed Tennant is my Doctor guy. But Matt's been a genius through and through. Which brings me to my caveat about everything I've just said. Him being a sharp guy, he may just be participating in some typical Stephen Moffat media manipulation. Remember Rule 1, the Doctor, and perhaps the actor behind him, lies. And that's the return of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Thanks so much for listening. More episodes, including the panel that I really, really enjoyed covering the end of Series 6, are available at twominutetimelord.com, where you'll also find links to all the social media goodness that there can be. I'll catch you again soon. Nowhere near as much of a gap between this and the next episode. Take care.